You're listening to the Rural Advancement Podcast. Rural Advancement provides resources to empower, equip, and encourage rural pastors and churches. Join our community by visiting us at ruraladvancement.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Rural Advancement. This is the podcast that is by rural leaders and for rural leaders. It is our goal every single week, week in and week out, to bring you content that is not just spoken to the rural church, but is spoken by people who get it, people who have lived, worked, and ministered in small, out-of-the-way places, and people who understand the immense value of the work that God does there. I am your host, Joe Epley, and this week, I wanted to reflect a little bit longer on our conversation over the past 2 weeks with Pastor Carl Vaders, author of books like The Grasshopper Myth and Desizing the Church and Small Church Essentials. It's not often that a topic comes along that tends to fascinate me for as long as this one has. But today, I just wanted you to hear from me as your host, kind of my own reflections, my own beginnings of attempts to apply the material that I've been learning from his books. And I don't know, I think it could be a conversation that by giving you a peek into, you might pull some of the same truths I have. And so to share a little bit of my journey with this material, and again, if you have not listened to the last two episodes, I really encourage you to go back and check those out. But I would say that since reading that book, especially the third and the newest of his books, Desizing the Church, I, as I said, it's so rare for me to find material that kind of captures my attention as long as this has. Just kind of sharing the parts of my story where this is connected very well. In my current role, I serve as the youth director for the Assemblies of God of the state of Montana. And so while I am not directly pastoring a rural community anymore, I am driving around quite frequently and connecting with churches of all sizes in all contexts. And Montana is a predominantly rural state. Even our large towns feel very small town in a lot of ways. And so one of the things that really stood out to me, and these are kind of in no particular order, but again, I want you to hear again, from one rural practitioner to another, kind of the ups and the downs I've had of enjoying this teaching. And so the first thing that I really loved pulling from Pastor Carl's book was this idea that instead of looking for numerical success when we are talking about church and ministries and different things, instead, it's almost like this book has taught me to retrain my brain to say, hey, not only should attendance maybe not be the first metric, but how and what other metrics should I be looking for when I find myself in different church contexts? And can I tell you that, like, the first thing that's happened in this process is that honestly, like, so I travel around to a lot of churches, as I said. I was in, one youth group. I was in two youth groups last week. I was in another church setting. I went to a church on a Sunday that had a youth group. I managed to travel around to a lot of youth groups, kids ministries, Sunday churches. And because I see so many different models of ministry, I think it would be really easy for me to walk into these churches with kind of that classic critical spirit that can sometimes sneak into pastors over time, where you kind of take an analytical moment and you say, well, what did I like? What did I not like? Am I jealous of their success or frustrated by this? Or is there stuff I identify with more? And does it look like the same stuff I've always kind of identified with? And basically, what I think that does is it puts us in a negative framework of thinking, right? We tend to look around at those around us in a negative framework, kind of looking for what's wrong or what could be improved or what numbers were and were not there. And what I've noticed when I travel around to these places, and I think all of us as pastors identify with this, but when I go visit people's churches, people kind of talk to you in the following ways. They'll say things like, well, usually there's more people here this Sunday, or, well, you know, we don't always talk about this weird thing, or, well, I don't know what the downturn has been, but I think it's just because it's summer or whatever. And you'll get kind of these measurements where everybody kind of is forced to think in that moment of how they wish there was more people in the building, or that it was one of the better services, or blah, 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 blah. I mean, insert the reasons here, right? And one thing that I've pulled out of this that has allowed me to open the door to encouragement, to kind of camaraderie, to creating connection with other leaders and ministers, is this idea that instead of looking for numerical-driven success, I just want to walk into any church, any ministry, and frankly, any individual's life. And instead of asking, you know, what are the principles we're applying? How are we succeeding? Where's the growth? Instead, just saying, God, show me where you are giving life to this individual, to this ministry, to this church. And that's something that came out of Pastor Carl's book, as he talks a lot about how discipleship, life, seeing what the Spirit's doing, shooting for health instead of growth, is kind of the new metric. And honestly, when I walk into a church now, instead of, you know, worrying about a critical thing, I get to walk in and go, man, I love the health that I see here and the health that I see there. And I love the way you operate in this kids ministry, this youth ministry, this Sunday service. I love that your worship's passionate, or that your preaching is theologically sound. I love that it seems like your people are really engaged. And it starts to help me train my brain to see success in different ways. And if there are any issues to be addressed, it is so much more fun to start from a place of encouragement than it is a place of frustration. And so I kind of encourage you as pastors, I hope that as you apply Pastor Carl's material, hopefully something from the last two podcasts stood out to you, I would just encourage you, when you walk into some individual's life, can you find where God is moving, no matter how thin that hope may appear, before we launch into the harder stuff, you know, to set the tone of encouragement. If you have a ministry in your church that's floundering, try and find signs of life and health, things that you love, not just things that you criticize. When it comes to your own church, or when it comes to looking at the church of a minister down the road who you might either lord over or might get jealous of, instead, just say, God, help me see signs of health and life. Show me where you're moving in their life. Because I think it makes us happier ministers. I think it makes us grateful and appreciative of what God is doing instead of prone to negativity and criticism. The second thing I want to encourage you with, really, as the bulk of this conversation, is an experience I had recently. You know, part of my job is getting the chance and opportunity to train other leaders, and so we're kind of hosting these trainings around the state of Montana for youth and kids pastors and their teams. And I recently held an event where, if I had my preference, I would have had double or maybe even triple the attendance. In my brain, there were churches around, there was people who could have, should have, would have been there. You know, all the normal excuses we have when we throw something, you know, an event or something, and we go, man, I just wish more people would have been involved, you know? And I remember talking to my wife about this event, and it was so funny because I led on this conversation with my wife because she wasn't able to attend, but I led the conversation this way. I said, you know, man, I just wish there would have been more people there. And then I went on to describe how much I loved the speaker and how sound the content and the training was and how much people seemed to enjoy each other's company and how much I enjoyed getting to connect with other pastors and leaders, how much we shared real prayer and real life together, how much they left feeling empowered, equipped, and encouraged. And I just realized in that moment, I was like, man, I claim to love this idea of getting away from a numerical success kind of model, and yet my entire perception of a very healthy outcome event was based on the fact that there were not enough people there in my mind, you know? And so I had to repent, to be honest with you. I had to repent and say, you know what? I believe that it's more biblical to look at discipleship, health, kind of individual, personal, and corporate, or I guess rather community growth, instead of just numerical growth. And I had to repent and say, God, how dare I look down on any one context or any one moment or any one training or any one event that I put on? Or for you, rural pastor, how dare we look down on our rural church or the things we're trying to do and the events we're trying to do? If there are signs of health, then who are we to express negatively to that? Who are we to react to that in a way that kind of short circuits all the good things God did by comparing it to some ultimate standard of numbers? And so my encouragement to you today is this. And again, my reason for this reflection is number one, if you have not checked out Pastor Carl's books, I put my full weight behind them. I really think they're awesome and phenomenal. I think they've got a lot of good principles to say. But more than that, I have really enjoyed the way that these books, used by the Lord, have helped reorient my spirit, have helped me recenter myself in a healthy paradigm, or at least the beginnings of one, towards putting myself towards the Lord and focusing on Him and focusing on the right things. I believe that if we start looking for God's signs of life, for looking for health, for looking for things we can encourage, if we start looking for kind of as the Bible calls it, the gentle reeds that we are, the bruised reeds that we have to be gentle not to break, or the smoldering wicks that we don't snuff out. If we walk into the lives of our parishioners, our community, our various ministries, and even our small town church, or even the church next door, and we offer encouragement, and we say, man, I love seeing how God is moving, then I believe that we begin to set an encouraging stage for true health and true growth to happen. And the second thing I want to encourage you with is this. Maybe you're the type of person who likes to learn all the new things. But if you're anything like me, I sometimes get discouraged when I find myself falling back into old patterns, whether those are sinful on a personal level or a moral level, or even if they feel, and I maybe the word sinful is too strong, but even if I feel like I miss the mark on how I'm leading as a pastor and a minister, just like this training where I said, man, how dare I almost short-circuit the good things God did because there weren't more people in the room. And so my encouragement to you is this. Look at your ministry through a fresh set of eyes. Take this material to heart. Dive into it with abandon, because ultimately, I would hope that our mindset would be oriented towards church health, towards seeing God's signs of life. And once we do that, I believe that it will help ministries flourish in ways that go far deeper and far beyond just numerical success. So for this week, from all of us at Rural Advancement, this week being specifically me, I just want to encourage you. I hope that you recognize that in these moments, we're not just speaking to you as armchair quarterbacks or armchair pastors, but we want to speak these lessons to you as people who get it, who as people who are facing the same struggles. And we hope that you feel equipped, empowered, and encouraged from a podcast like this. As always, you can find us through those formal channels of Spotify or Apple Music, or Apple Podcast. You can leave us a review and a rating. You can find us on ruraladvancement.com. But ultimately, the best way to spread the word on this podcast is just by word of mouth from one leader to another. Once more this week, I will put Pastor Carl's books in the show notes because, again, I'm that encouraged by them. But for this week, I've been your host, Joe Epley, and we will see you next week.